This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity here on The Real Planet. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Did you miss me from last night? No? God, I'm heartbroken. I would have thought you would. Anyway, no, love Dave Sussman. You know, God bless Dave Sussman for filling in. I always appreciate the time that he fills in for me. And I do appreciate the time that we spend on the air together, you know, just talking, playing, trying to get to the bottom of what's going on. Seriously. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you would be looking. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much going on there that you can get involved with. And I always like it when you send me emails. Let me know how you know, what you're thinking about the stories that we're posting, what's going on the show, and that kind of stuff. The Rachel, Alfonso Rachel Zoe joins me after the first break. And I got to tell you something. I always love when he's on the show with me because we can hit things head on and hard. And nobody, you know, I don't have to worry about it. Let's put it that way. I just don't have to worry about it. So, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. And there's so much going on. You know, I don't know which one of these stories to hit first. How do you think those riots are working out for the black community? That's what we're going to talk about with Zoe. Because the reality is that no matter what, any way you cut this, when you're working with this much violence, that's a problem. Right? Come on, think about it. You can't, there is no way in this sweet God's earth that you're going to be able to make a case while you're ripping up the streets. Look what's going on in Seattle right now. Right, you've got, now, what I loved it was the leader of, I don't know, what do you want to call him? The resistance? The leader of the resistance is saying, no, they're not, what's the word I'm looking for here? They're not really terrorists, as the president called them. Right, they're not anarchists, they're none of that stuff. Well, then why are you blocking the streets, taking them over? You've got your guns, right? You've got your long rifles. Now, somebody said, well, it was okay when the GOP went into the state capitol. Well, the difference is, Michigan or wherever it was, we're not stopping them from going in. We're not stopping them from exercising their rights. And isn't it funny? God, you can tell I'm all over the place. I'm just loving this stuff. Right? Look, isn't it funny that they're talking about how they want to run their own lives? They don't want borders. They don't want any rules. They don't want this. They don't want that. And what do? They put up borders, right? They put those big orange barriers up. This is ours. This is our area. Do you guys see what you're doing? Do you have any clues of what you're doing? And then they're sitting around with guns, and they want ID to let you in. Anybody home? They want ID before they'll allow you to come into the area. I think it's hilarious myself. But if we ask for ID to vote, you're racist. I don't know. I think this is hilarious. You know, isn't it interesting that some of these people have been, I know you've heard this kind of thing before, but some of these people have been there for decades. Some of these legislators, whatever you want to call them, career politicians, that's the best name for them. They've been there for decades, decades and decades and decades. And they haven't been able to fix any of this stuff. Donald Trump has been there for less than 3 years. He's done more good for this country than all those other lunatics have done together. And yet, it's all his fault. All this racism is his fault. He's done all this in 3 years. Right? I mean, the statues that are coming out, they beheaded, they destroyed public property in Massachusetts. They beheaded the Christopher Columbus statue. But somehow, that's the white man's fault because we got the black man mad. They're creating, or allowing, it's happening, they're creating a race war, people. It's not cool. And it's not good, and it's not healthy. Any way you cut it, this can't turn out well. Now, I'm not trying to be mean or nasty or any of that. I'm just saying, it can't turn out well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I make notes during the day as I listen to the news, and you know, you don't want to be in my head. Let me tell you what, it'll really scare you. So these people in Seattle, they want the court shut down, right? They want the police gone. They want all the authoritative agencies disbanded. And yet they created their own police force. Think about it. You got to check in when you go in. You got to check out when you leave. On what planet does that make sense? Seriously. I think it's hilarious. Right? They have an enforcement arm, right? I mean, if they've got guys with guns around the borders they created that they didn't want, you know what I'm saying? Oh God! Alfonso Rachel joins me after the break. I've got to have some fun with him on this one because this is just amazing to me. Joe was senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. Jumping to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. So, I kind of sort of lied to you. Zoe will not be joining us after the break. We're having some minor issues, difficulties getting him on, so we'll have him back in next week. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change anything. You know, I got to... Some of you have been sitting around listening, and you're, whether it's to me or other conservatives like myself, and you're listening to everything that's going on out there, and you're trying to figure out what you can do to change it. Let me tell you something. Start at your school boards. Let me start there. Because if you think about it, that's where your kids start to get, whether it's, what do you want to call it, educated, indoctrinated, whatever terminology you decide to use is up to you. But that's where the kids first get their introduction into liberal history. Introduction in what's being taught, you know, what they're supposed to believe, what they're supposed to subscribe to, is all being taught there at that level. So you need to ask your kids, you need to pay attention to what's going on. You know, as I said earlier, you know, the thing I love about the Christopher Columbus stuff is they're cutting his head off, right? They're destroying statues. They're destroying public property, property that you and I have paid for. Now, they think, you know, and here's something I know I'm going to make some people crazy. And that's funny because I call a Jewish friend of mine today. Not the only one I have because I know that's what some of you say. Anyway, I called a Jewish friend of mine today and I said, look, I need some input from you. I've got a mindset on something, and I want to make sure that I'm not overreaching or being stupid or anything along those lines. So I said, you know, the black community is all up in arms about, you know, them, whether it's the Confederate flag or some of the statues, the names of the forts, and so on. And so their mindset is that we should just go and wipe it all out, and that will make everybody happy. That will fix everything. So, some of my Jewish friends out there, I'd like to ask you a question. You know, this whole Holocaust thing, it's getting a little old. All right? I mean, every time we turn around, you know, we've got a Jewish Holocaust museum. We've got these concentration camps that are still up, or remnants of them are still up. I mean, we go to Germany, we can see them there. I mean, we need to stop. Okay? Because it's hurtful and it's painful to my Jewish friends. They don't need to be seeing this stuff anymore. It's not like they don't know about the Holocaust. So I hope some of you caught what I did there. So think about this. Give this some serious, deep thought. Here you have these people who say it's hurtful to see, so therefore we have to get rid of it. Well, isn't it hurtful for the Jewish people? Especially, there's so many Jews whose grandmothers and great-grandmothers were killed, were gassed, were experimented on in Germany. By the German people? No. No, we all know that. Some were complicit in it. You know, it's no different than that. You know, I love this, how we can't blame anybody for anything except white folks here in this country. If we keep our mouths shut about what's going on with the cops, then we're part of it, right? So, again, let's go back to what's going on with the Jews, what went on with the Holocaust, along with other things, major things that have taken place across this globe. So at what point, and you know what I'm going to say here, right? Really, at what point do we start going, all right, stop. We're not teaching this in school, right? We're going to wipe it all out so we never see it again. And that's going to fix everything. So I'd love to know, if you're Jewish and you're listening to the show, you know I have a love and affinity for the Jews, not just because they're my biggest cousin. What are they? Christians consider their cousins. But I have a feeling for what they've been through. And I really think we need to continue to talk and know and see what's going on. Right? I mean, that's simple for me. It's that simple for me. Let me put it that way. And now you've got, you know, NASCAR. They're saying no more Confederate flags. And don't give me that stuff. See, that's what I love. I love when people of no religious belief whatsoever decide that they're going to tell me what's right or wrong when it comes to religion. It's like, you know what? Go pound sand. Seriously. You don't have a religious belief, so I'm not really interested in what you have to say about a religious belief. It's really that simple for me. So, again, back to, if this holds true, that you have to get rid of everything that makes black people, and we're dealing with black people because the BLM is the one making all the noise, and we have to take down the statues and the flags and everything else that have to do with all this, when or where or whatever does it stop? Let's get rid of every reference, inference to the Holocaust, because it makes Jews feel bad. Well, let me tell you what, it doesn't just make Jews feel bad. it allows for conversation. You know, if these kids don't see these pictures, if you got little kids in the car, you may have to explain this to them. I don't know. But if these kids don't see, the young kids don't see these pictures of the bodies that were just piled on top of each other. And listen, if you're a Holocaust denier, don't call me. I'm not interested in what you have to say. They have these bodies piled up, naked bodies. Skin and bones, truly skin and bones. With tattoos on them. Numbered tattoos. You know, you've seen them. Paint the picture for your kids. Because most of the world kept quiet for the longest time. You can't tell me we didn't know what was going on over there. Right? Nobody wanted to go to war. Nobody wanted to go save those people because we didn't want to get involved in a worldwide anything. We were willing to allow that. Not we. You think about who was president during all this. FDR. In the beginning, he didn't want to get us involved in this war. He was not interested in doing this. He sent a boatload of Jews back to Germany to be killed. Do you remember that? You won't hear about that because that's the damn Lord and Savior, FDR. You know that. So we couldn't be involved. We didn't want to get involved. That's the history that needs to be taught to your kids. The problem is they don't harp on it because why? FDR is considered the man when it comes to the Democrat Party. And to them, he's probably one of the greatest presidents that ever lived. He started a whole new deal. So, I'm going to go back to what I said. Do we wipe out the concentration camps? Hey, listen, at least the Jews will feel better. They won't have to think about it every time they see it. But we should think about it. Your kids should be asking what that was. Why was that pile of bodies there? Why do those people look like they hadn't been fed in months? And then you need to answer it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is promoting law and order during a roundtable on policing issues in Dallas, Texas.
Third, we're working to finalize an executive order that will encourage police departments nationwide to meet the most current professional standards for the use of force, including tactics for de-escalation. Also, we'll encourage pilot programs that allow social workers to join certain law enforcement officers so that they work together. We'll take care of our police. We'll take, without defunding police, if anything, we're going the other route. We're going to make sure that our police are well-trained, perfectly trained, they have the best equipment.
Microsoft says it will no longer sell facial recognition software to police departments, making it the latest big firm that's backing away from the surveillance business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Hey, if you want some real insanity, it's easy to find. Just head over to Chicago or Seattle, Los Angeles, any one of those places, you can find all the insanity you want. Do you notice what the lawlessness is going on in this country right now? Every one of them is in a Dem-run state. And in listening and watching the arguments that are coming from the left in Seattle when Trump has spoken, the Seattle mayor, and the governor of Seattle has got to be one of the most ignorant people that I've ever heard in my life. When you have the press asking you what's going on, right inside of Seattle, how they have it all locked down and everything, and the whole free world has heard that the looters, the rioters, the terrorists have taken over a portion of Seattle. You're the governor of the state, and what do you say? Gee, I haven't heard. He actually had the gut. Now, I don't believe for a moment he didn't know what was going on. I really don't. Right? But it was great when he said that. I'm thinking, how? How can you? You have to be lying. There is no way in this God's creation that you did not know or do not know what's happening there. You have to be a lunatic. Or I should say, that's not true. You have to be extremely ignorant and stupid. So it was great to see him say that. And then instead of dealing with the issue, like the Seattle mayor, instead of dealing with the issue, what do they come back with? Why don't you go keep us safe and go back in the bunker? Which is really funny because when it came to North Korea, remember? They talked about how stupid it was for the president to go to the DMZ. And then we saw pictures of Obama, hiding in a bunker. Actually, because he was afraid he was going to be shot by the North Koreans. It's just amazing to me. The double standard. It can't even be double standard. It has to be true insanity because they don't see it. They don't believe it. They don't see it. They don't understand it. Anyhow, back to what we've come. We have bowed down to an organization called BLM, a terrorist organization, an organization that just wants to invoke fear every time you hear its initials, almost as bad as the IRS. Right? And now, again, we go back to what I said before. Deron, can you imagine if a bunch of MAGA-wearing American citizens cordoned off a portion of the city? I don't mean cordoned off. I mean actually put up barriers and won't let the police in. Did you hear me? They won't let the police in. What do you think would happen? What would have happened under Obama? Yeah, you're right. They would have sent the military in. There wouldn't be any conversation around this. They would have actually sent the military in. And don't tell me that's not true, because it's extremely true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you think about what's going up, what's going down, what's going on with these riots, are they really sowing? Now again, I get it. At some point in time, you've got to push back if you really believe that this is as bad as they're trying to make it out to be. Right? You really believe that. And I told you, I don't want to beat this to death, but I do. I learned some new numbers today, by the way. I meant to pass on to you guys, but I hadn't done it. There were almost 370 police interactions in this country last year. All right, 2019. That means pulled over for speeding, you know, pulled over to say, hey, you belong in this neighborhood, checking you out to make sure you weren't stealing stuff out of the store, whatever the interaction was. 370 some odd million of them. Okay? Now, 10 million of those there was an action with. Somebody was arrested or what have you. All right? 42 unarmed men or women were shot. Okay? That was out of shots fired over 1,000 times. All right? I mean, I want you to keep up. You need to write this down? Not a problem. And so we're clear as I'm giving you these numbers and telling you this story. I'm not saying that it was okay for any of these deaths. Not at all. Not in the least. But I know some loon on the left are going to listen and try to do that. So there were 19 white. And I've been corrected several times now, so I'm going to go back to my 9 black. There were 42 that were 42 people who were shot were unarmed, 19 white, 9 black, and I know this is an equal 42 because then it was other, right? 9 black men died that were unarmed at the hands of police. 5 of the cops were charged, or cops involved in 5 of the shootings were charged and convicted. 4 were not charged. Okay, because there were non-police witnesses in the community that saw what went down. So again, I'm going to go back to 370 million interactions with police. 10 million resulted in some kind of action. All right, you follow me? 1,000, a little over 1,000 shots were fired, and 42 were unarmed. 9 of them were black that died. Of the 9 black, there are 40 million black people in this country, approximately. You see where I'm going with this? I mean, are we so uneducated in this country that we can't put this together ourselves? 5 cops were charged for the murders and found guilty. 4 were not. 82 cops were killed last year. My last count, but I ran out of time to finish it, was 29 of them were black. Didn't hear anything. Right? I want to know if the black cops that were killed in recent weeks fighting off these riots, will they get the same send-off to George got? That's what I want to know. Probably not. Write the numbers down. Make sure you have the real numbers. Make sure you're not arguing things that aren't real. You know, NASCAR, the most American sport on the planet. Come on, think about this. The most American sport on the planet is giving in. And I don't know why. And when I say giving in, Look, we are a sports country. We love our sports. We love competition. I thought we were more patriotic than this. The NFL is given into the BLM. You know the basketball league is going to give in. I can go on and on and on with this stuff. All right? NASCAR now has given and said, okay, they will not allow them. They used to discourage. This is not new. They used to discourage the Confederate flag. Part of it is because of, again, ignorance as to what it stood for and what the different flags stood for. And they're going to allow peaceful protests like taking a knee during the anthem. The funny thing about this, and I've said it, I'm going to keep saying it. You say that that flag is oppressive, but in most other countries, when your knee hit the ground, you would be shot in the head as a traitor. You would not be allowed to protest against the government. You would not be allowed to take a knee during the sacred anthem. Wouldn't happen. Right? I mean, come on, give us some real thought. But our oppressive flag, our oppressive country, our nasty cops allow you to do all that. And we have cops now. You're watching cops retire all across the country because we're not sticking up for them. They take a bullet for us, but we don't stick up for them. I mean, some of you do. Don't. Please don't send me emails going, Joe, you know, that's not fair. I do that. I don't know all of you. I don't know what you're doing or not doing. If it doesn't fit you, don't send me an email and tell me it doesn't fit you. But NASCAR, you know the way you get these people? You get them in the wallet. But I think it's like everything else. We've gotten soft. We've gotten flabby and soft in this country. You're going to give up your sports? You're going to show them? You're going to hurt them? Give up your sports. Don't buy tickets. Show me senior host. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You are some messed up white people.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she...
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Before I get to the phones, listen, the Chicago mayor, Lightfoot, I mean, she really... I think she really has some... What's the word here I want to use? Mental issues. I'll put it that way. First of all, she allows the violence in the city that she allows, and she blames it on Republicans and others. All right? Number two is, she in the riots and what have you, she allows damage to be done to property, CVS and you know, the other major stores, and then begs them not to pull out. And then she gets in a fight with an alderman because, as she admits, she didn't allow the police to do their jobs. So it's that thing with Democrats. It's everybody else's fault but theirs. Their actions never amount to anything in their mind. And now she calls the video of police relaxing and all kinds of other things near the riots embarrassing. So de Blasio, the Seattle mayor, the Chicago mayor, all pounding on the police who protect their sorry butts. And yet, the rioters, oh, I'm sorry, the protesters, you know, are just wonderful people. Kevin from Chicago. Kevin, thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. I just got a quick question for you. The only thing that's going to save, that's going to help the black community and save the black community is following biblical law, following Christian values, going to church, believing in Jesus Christ. Do you agree?
Of course I agree. but you're not going to get them to do it. Because you can't have a religious foundation in this country. You can't have a Christian foundation because the Christians have been hiding in the closet for the last 50 years. Because they won't take their rightful place in the communities like they're supposed to. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I feel like they've been browbeaten. There's been a concerted effort to take away Christian values, take away Christian law. So the communists in this country who own the media, they've been demonizing Christians. They've been trying to get them out with lawyers, trying to take it away out of the public square.
Mm-hmm.
And things of that nature. And this has been the result. They've been purposely doing it, and the final result is no morals, demoralization, glorification of violence, glorification of degeneracy, and all sorts of bad things. So
anything goes, like, Kevin, right? I mean, lust, anything goes, anything you want, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Jesus Christ is only one.
Yep. God bless. You know, and hey, that was nothing new. The only place you're going to find true love, true peace, in my opinion, in my belief, is through Jesus Christ. Nothing else is working. Everybody else got their own way of thinking of things, you know, and they got their own ways to fix this. Some of my Christian brothers and sisters, I don't even know if I want to call them that anymore. And I mean that because they've got their own idea of what social justice is according to the Bible. Well, the Bible doesn't call out social justice. Now, these arguments I have with these people, the same ones where they say to me, well, the Bible doesn't call out abortion. No, it doesn't use the word abortion. You're right. Because you got to use your brain cells. Right, we've talked about this a million times when it comes to abortion. If God knew you before you got into your mom's womb, then he had a plan for you, and he says he had a plan for you. So he knew you, you were valued to him, he had a plan for you, and in an abortion what you're doing is saying, God, we don't value your creation, we don't value your plan, we think you don't know what you're doing, I know what I'm doing better, so we're going to abort this, we're going to kill this child. I know, some of you just went crazy. But you see what I mean? And it happens all the time. But a woman's got a right. A woman's got a right to play God. That's what we hear, right? Anyway, we've got to this point where we hold nothing in high esteem. And we've been on the air now by 12 years. And I started saying that after I went the first year. I started saying, look, I'm watching the deterioration of respect for others. Now, what the left perceives as respect for others is you just going along with whatever they say, believing what they say, and never questioning what they say. That means you have respect for them. But you really haven't come to a full humanity till you totally believe in what they say. You know, there used to be a time that you saw, and I bring this up because this is the one that makes people crazy, but you saw a couple of nuns walking down the street. And you would be respectful for them because you had a respect for what they gave up, for what they believed, and the good that they were doing. Right? Now you ridicule them. You think they're stupid. They've given up their lives for something they can't see, touch, taste, or smell. For a God that just doesn't exist. We've lost all that respect. You know, there are people that have other religious beliefs or have no religious belief at all. I have respect for those people. They've hung their hat on that. They've hung their hat on Buddha or Allah or Hare Krishna. I mean, whatever the religious belief you have is. But we don't allow that anymore. I think, first of all, I think a lot of the atheists, now I got a lot of atheist friends that are really good people. I mean, they understand. They're respectful. But apparently now, if you believe in anything else but, look at Gavin Newsom. He can't stand religion. Most of the hardcore, far left-wing people I know cannot stand religion. You know why? My Christian friends will get this really hard and fast. Who else wanted to be above God? Because they want to be above God. They don't want anything in their way. They don't want you to believe in any. Look what the Chinese do. Look what the Russians. I know Russia allows the churches, but watch what happens when you put them above the government. That's what scares the crud out of the hardcore left-wing Democrats. I have a God to answer to. I have a God that's actually written a book that tells me how to live my life. To some of my left-wing religious friends, there's something wrong with you. When you look into the government to save you all the time, the Bible specifically tells you that God is your sufficiency. God is going to help you with A, B, C, and D. You have to believe in Him. You have to allow Him to work in your life. That's like saying, God, I need money to feed my kids. I need to do A, B, and C, D. But until you come through for me, I'm going to write this rubber check at the store. Until you come through for me, I'm going to rob the jewelry store. I'll use that money to feed my family. And then when you come through for me, I'll just return the goods to the jewelry store. This is how asinine it becomes. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you grab the app that we have, both on Apple and Android, it has a button you can press. You can go ahead and disconnect to the show. For those of you who don't pay attention that much, so the left has put so much pressure on Hollywood. You know, Hollywood's such an upright and righteous group of people. They're looking at, what's going on with them. I think this is just amazing to me. That the Me Too movement just fluttered away with them. Right? They never really spoke out against pedophilia. You don't hear it from them. At least not that often, anyhow. If they do, I miss it. And all of a sudden with BLM, what are they afraid of? Matter of fact, you hear at every award ceremony how there's not enough opportunities for blacks. Yet they're all for blacks. I don't see any studios being ripped up or torn down, burned up. Not calling for it, but I don't see it. So they're not an honest group of people. And we support all of that. We buy the albums and the records of the people we complain about, who hate us, hate religion. We go see movies and buy movies and rent movies of people that are 180 degrees from us, actually took their money, took your money, and bailed out some of these rioters. That's right. It's your money you're giving them every time you buy something of theirs. Now, everybody went crazy about, HBO pulling Gone with the Wind? But if you had read... This is why I always tell you, do not respond just to headlines. If you had read further into the story, you would find that they were pulling it to add some information to the front end of it. How this reflects a different time in American life. Now, I don't agree with that. You should be able to talk to your kids about that. You should be telling your kids about that. Not any, Disney or anybody else. This is going to get worse. Cops has been pulled. All these programs have been pulled because they're questionable. They make some people. So all we have to do, if you're a liberal, you just pick up the phone and call, they pull the show. If you're conservative, they're going to tell you to pound sand, right? Being a cop is a noble profession. Do not let your kids think anything else. And if they argue with you, say next time that they get in trouble, call their friends. Don't call a cop. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Guess what's up next? Do Dems really believe that no one is above the law? Well, Matthew Whitaker joins me in the next hour. We're going to talk about that. We'll be right back.